Hello, and welcome to the Modern Network Radio, our podcast series where we explore the technology trends and topics impacting the federal government. My name is Ryan Traden. I'm the executive editor of the Modern Network Online publication, and I'll be your host for today's program. As you may know, the AFCEA TechNet Air Conference is currently ongoing in San Antonio, Texas. This conference brings government, industry, and technology leaders together to examine the requirements and solutions needed to ensure information dominance in the airspace and cyberspace. Joining me today is Chris Myers from Juniper Networks, who is live from the show floor. He's agreed to come on the program to discuss what's happening at the conference, the main themes of this year's show, and what trends and technologies are the top priorities right now for the Air Force and military. Chris, thanks for taking the time out of your hectic conference schedule to come on the program.
No problem. Thank you for having me on the program.
It's always a pleasure. It seems like you're now my de facto live correspondent for all AFCEA conferences and events, and it's always great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I tend to be the one that attends most of the events as the technical director over the Air Force team, and really enjoy attending the events and interacting with customers and military personnel.
Excellent. So, for starters, why don't we give our listeners a little bit of an intro into what this year's conference is about and kind of set the stage. So, who is in attendance at this year's show? Is this mostly industry and Air Force senior decision makers, or are there other branches of the military and other government officials present?
We've seen a crowd of predominantly Air Force leaders and decision makers, engineers, and sustainers, but we've also had Army personnel. I've seen some Army personnel, Navy personnel, Guard, educators, and a slew of contractors that are supporting the different mission and flight systems across the Department of Defense. So it's been a mixed environment, predominantly of Air Force personnel, but we've seen personnel across the board, across DOD and federal.
Excellent. Well, maybe I'll ask you questions that aren't just Air Force specific then, but this year's theme, so to go onto the website, the theme for the show this year is information dominance in the air, space, and cyberspace. So what do you think are the Air Force and the broader military's largest challenges when it comes to ensuring information dominance in those domains?
Part of information dominance is the ability to share information and collect information across multiple mission systems. As we know, the Air Force and the different DOD missions, there's several missions. Typically, each mission has its own system. And a lot of times, those systems don't have the ability to share information across different platforms. So the biggest challenge is, how do you share that information securely so that all these mission systems can have a central repository, for lack of better terms, to be able to share and cross-utilize information across the different unique weapon systems.
So if that's your challenge, you know, sharing information across these different weapon systems, and I assume also maybe between military organizations, maybe even, you know, between nations, you know, what would it take to overcome those challenges? You know, what technology should the military be looking to embrace right now to help them get that information dominance they're looking for?
One of the biggest challenges is a lot of the mission systems was built years ago. They haven't been tech refreshed in years. So a lot of the systems, the weapon systems, not only internal to the Air Force, but across DOD and different nations, as you mentioned, they're using proprietary protocols and standards. It's very difficult to share information and interact between these systems without leveraging open architectures and open standard hardware and software solutions. So the first thing that the military needs to do is adopt open standard solutions, migrate legacy systems to open standard and open architecture solutions to open up that ability to share information.
So what would they need to do to enable that? You were saying embrace these open standards. Is that something that we're seeing in today's new networking equipment and technologies? Is that something that is kind of like a cultural change within the organization? Is that a technology change? What needs to happen to move that forward?
A little bit of both, because a lot of mission systems went out and developed their own product, because 20 years ago, let's say, a set product didn't work for their particular mission and didn't have the technologies available for their mission. Well, now those technologies are available. And in this world where everything is going to virtualized infrastructures, where everything's going to cloud-like solutions, even if you're not going to the clouds, you have your own private clouds, being able to virtualize those networks, use virtualization technology and overlay controllers to be able to control software and applications across the different mission systems using something like a Contrail, which is an open controller, to be able to, if you could control that data, control that software, and switch it between the systems securely, that's where the military needs to be headed.
Excellent. So, you know, here's kind of a larger governmental issue. So, yeah, we're having a little bit of budget uncertainty right now. There's potential in the government for another CR. Yeah, there's possible cost cutting across all of the discretionary budget areas, you know, military, civilian services. You know, what role is this budget situation playing in the adoption, implementation, integration of these solutions? Are you guys feeling the effects of that budget uncertainty at this year's conference, or are these solutions that are so mission critical that, you know, this money has been earmarked already?
A little bit of both. So we're seeing situations where money is earmarked, I'll use your term, for, you know, upgrading different systems. And the good thing is the military is starting to push really hard on open standards and open architecture. It's the only way you can have information dominance and be able to share information across all these different systems. But where we're seeing the major uncertainty as far as budget uncertainty is in the sustainment of these mission systems, the sustainment and operations of these networks. So they're looking for ways to be able to cut costs on the sustainment side, and adopting technology such as software-defined networking, such as automating processes through open standards that usually took a person to execute that process, those are ways that we can save the military money for sustainment costs of the different networks and different systems.
Excellent. So, you know, aside from the interoperability, you know, is there any other trends, topics, technologies that are, you know, kind of hot topics, discussion points at this year's event? Is security a major issue? Anything else that you're hearing on the show floor that, you know, might interest our listeners?
Security is a major issue, especially in this virtual world. So under one breath, you hear all the military leaders saying open architecture, open solution, and I want everything virtual, and I want the ability, if I want to in the future, to go into the cloud. Right now, I might not want to because of security issues and my mission is too critical, so I might have a private cloud, but I still need a way to secure everything. So a lot of the hot topics are software-defined networking. How do I virtualize a network? How do I secure a virtual network? How do I control software and be able to switch software across a network like I would data? You know, those are some major hot topics and discussions that we've been having at the show.
Excellent. When you're hearing about, you know, cloud and securing the cloud, you know, what are some of the challenges that you're hearing people talk about there? Is it, you know, different control planes for different clouds, your private cloud environment, your public cloud environment, you know, and your larger hybrid cloud implementations? You know, what are some of the things that are making those things less secure and making it a challenge for the government right now?
One of the biggest challenges is, at least with the legacy system, you have complete control. You go into your own comm closet, there's your switch, there's your server, and oftentimes you even own the software because the software was developed for your mission system. Now you're telling that person that owns this weapon system, this secure closed system, that I want to come in and replace your system with COTS products. I want to put in software that's open software, that's open standard software that you can just download off the internet, and then convince them you can securely, you know, protect their data using this open software, open BSD, open applications on a COTS solution with servers and switches and routers at a software layer. I mean, you're asking these people to give up all this control and trust that everything's going to be secured virtually in this magic cloud, whether it be a public cloud or a private cloud. And the challenge is adopting technologies such as SDN controllers, such as NSX or Contrail, or a virtual firewall solution such as a virtual SRX or a virtual firewall or security appliance to show them and demonstrate that I can still protect your data using these new technologies that are available today.
Excellent. Well, Chris, I want to be respectful of your time. I know that you're at the conference, and I'm sure you have a very, very busy schedule. So I'm going to cut you loose here, but I do want to thank you again for taking the time to be on the program today. It's always great having you on, reporting live from the show floors of these conferences.
No problem. Thank you for the time, and enjoyed the conversations today.
And for our listeners, I want to thank you guys as well for joining us. And check back in the coming weeks for more episodes of the Modern Network Radio.